Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
David Strasser of Janney Montgomery Scott and our own Sheila Damarajian as well. David, just an update, buy, hold, sell on Best Buy.
I think you have to buy it here. I mean, it went from 45 to 11. It's had a pretty big move up, which I think was it's not going out of business move. I think they're still left in that. And I think that today the conference call is going to be the key today because they're going to talk about a plan. There's a very respected CFO there, Sharon McCollum, who came from Williams-Sonoma, done a lot of great things
right
there. She's going to lay out at least the cost side of the equation today, which is fairly dramatic.
Sheila, you're reporting. What do they need to do to beat Amazon?
You know, I think there's two things going on here. I think there's been a huge tide shift around Best Buy. Last year, we were talking about this company going out of business. This year, it's about the comeback of Best Buy. They have made their price matching permanent to Amazon. That's making a big difference. Also, last year, when they talked about all the different states that they perform in, where Amazon is actually starting to collect online sales tax, they
right
say those stores have
you
been doing better.
You think this tax is an issue? It matters?
It totally
David,
matters.
Do you agree?
Best Buy
says
it matters.
Especially for Best Buy with big ticket, no doubt.
What does it say that Richard Schultz's plan to take back the company failed because of financing problems in this kind of environment when anyone can get money?
Well, I think actually there was as much pricing issues as anything. I think in the high teens, the deal could have gotten done. I think what happened was they did a better holiday. The buyers had bet on a weaker holiday. They had a better holiday. The stock started to respond. And there was a point, I guess, about a month ago where it came out that there was no deal and the stock, everyone expected the stock to go down. It was down 8 or 9% initially.
Yeah.
Ended that day down 2%, and the next day was up, double-digit percentage, and I think it told you this isn't about the buyout. This is about a performance.
Hubert Joly getting good marks. What is his best practice not to be the Circuit City of 5 years ago?
From a real estate standpoint, Best Buy is so far superior to Circuit City. Circuit City did made some big mistakes when they got rid of commission, when they got out of appliances. They made some big strategic errors, but ultimately they just had a real estate problem that was not going to be overcome.
Sheila, what's the role of Richard Schulze now? Because this deal has fallen apart, but he still wants to be very active here, and he's still talking to the board.
Yeah, and reports that we're hearing say that the board is willing to let him have some sort of role. I mean, it sounds like that he was pushing for the chairman of the board role. He's not probably going to get that, but he will probably have some sort of advisory role. I think for talking about Hubert Joly, and I think one of the biggest things he can do is about the service component. Think about how hard it is to set up a TV now, connect it to your internet, do all this techie stuff. That's where Best Buy has the upper hand. Those guys can come in and do it for you. People
and
like
Amazon
that.
And Amazon can't do that.
The Geek
exactly
Squad.
Do you agree, David?
The Geek
Not
Squad.
Even, I mean, absolutely. I mean, I think that's something he's going to take, if he could take hundreds of millions to $1 billion of costs out, some of that's going back into pricing, some of that's going back into service, some of it's coming back to shareholders. But the good news is there's a lot of money that can be dispersed to those three buckets. Exactly mm-hmm. how they get dispersed, I don't know, but it's a lot of opportunity.
I want to summarize. What do you want to listen for in the call today? What is the question you would ask?
The first question I want to know about is the cost side of the equation, the stability, how big that opportunity is on the cost side. And I guess thinking longer term, product cycles are product cycles. They can't control that, but how do they longer term get that revenue back? The funny thing is everyone's talking about how they were going out of business last year. These guys are going to do $825, $850 a square foot. Just perspective, that's twice what Walmart sales per square foot is.
Wow.
It's well over twice Home Depot's and well over twice Lowe's sales
it's
per square
fabulous
foot. It's they're not going anywhere.
Great perspective. David Strasser, thank you so much.
Listen to Bloomberg Surveillance weekday mornings at 7 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013, Bloomberg LP.